Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good ding, ding, ding over there. Good Monday afternoon, everybody.
Are we cheersing?
It's Monday.
How is everyone?
It's good. How was your weekend?
It was good. Busy. A lot of football.
A lot of football.
Oof. Big game tonight.
Your Steelers tonight.
Steelers play tonight, 7:20.
Oh. Who are they playing?
They are playing the Houston Texans.
Oh.
In Pittsburgh.
I think Pittsburgh will win. We have pickleball starting back up. Our league starts
Whoa.
Back up tonight.
Ooh, so tonight, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have to tape the first half, and then we'll just fast forward through it when we get home.
Do you have a new team name?
We do not yet.
Okay.
Tonight's the first.
Are you still on the same team?
No.
Or you've been divided?
Yeah, it mixes it up every single time. This time we ended up on the same team.
Can I offer some
yeah,
options?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, considering your last season, I'd like to throw out for consideration the Ophers.
Ophers.
Wow.
We were over.
That is unnecessary.
All of them.
Come on. That's pretty good.
That is a great name.
That is unnecessary, but accurate. So you're on the same team this year?
We are on the, Johnny and I are on the same team this year. Yes.
So yep. It's definitely Ophers.
Oh, no. I think I'll be moving up in the world with this team.
Are you still tracking your ratings?
I get the emails. I haven't looked, Dan.
Wait a minute. Was that a mild confession that you might be the one bringing the team down?
No,
are you the weak link?
I wasn't the strong link last time, I'll tell you that.
Are you the weak link on this team?
I don't know if I'd call myself the weak link, but we did not
do
very well.
Would you call yourself the strong link?
We did not do very well last time.
How long until she replaces herself?
Although, you know what, you guys, you know, Scott, you've been working out. You've been taking better care of yourself.
I have.
We have, you know, since there's just a little break over the holidays, like most people break over the holidays, and we have not played really or exercised a lot in December.
Well, all you need to do is go next door.
It's about a 4-foot walk.
Very funny.
It's right there.
Very funny.
You don't mind if we use your cord, do you?
Is anybody there to say no?
I don't believe so.
It's a fact. We started puppy training on Saturday. That went well.
What is puppy training?
Well, it was highly suggested to us by our veterinarian and people who are in the know. Libby said with this specific breed, training is the way to go. And we went. We actually went, got a trainer. He is helping us train. And I forgot to bring it in, Scott, but you get anyone with a puppy that's ever done this, you know, you get a little clicker and it's very satisfying.
So we have a clicker.
Click, click. It is so satisfying.
So we have, and we use this with Lizzie when we walk her in the park.
Yep.
Down the street from the house, there are three options.
Okay.
You can give her the do, 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 do. So it's like just a beep.
Oh, right? She has the collar.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
So she has a collar. You can give her the beep. You can give her the vibration, or you can give her the shock.
Oh, you have a shock collar?
Hell yes.
I wouldn't admit that on the air.
We rarely use the shock. Normally, it's just the, like, we'll be walking her, she'll get a little out of control.
Because the vibration is enough, usually.
Normally, I just say, give her a beep. And T will give her a beep. And she, like, recognizes that if I don't get my act together,
calm down,
things are going to get worse.
Oh, our shot collar is literally the only way that we trained Barb.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I wouldn't say that on the air.
Why?
We never used the shock mechanism
very controversial.
Well, no, wait. So my neighbors, the Meads across the street.
Yeah.
They have a dog, Caffrey.
Yeah.
I believe is an English spaniel or English setter. And then, most unfortunate name for a dog, their neighbors to the south, they have a dog named Stormy.
Okay.
Both have geo fences.
Yeah.
So there's no real fence.
No.
But if the dog goes too far,
they know.
It shocks them.
Yeah.
Why is that controversial?
Because positive reinforcement, and with those fences, you can use a vibration. You don't have to shock. And so the clicker that I'm talking about is just a click, click. It's a click. It makes a clicking noise. You wear it on your wrist. It is not at all electronic in nature. It's just the positive reinforcement that when they're doing something right, click, click, you give them a treat.
It's designed to break their attention, which works beautifully for a dog that you are training for the first time.
Yes.
I can tell you that if Barb is locked onto something
with an older
dog, I could literally lift her ear up and scream into it at the top of my lungs, would not even turn.
She's not going to do it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Probably with a puppy, it's easier to start with a clean slate. So we did. It's good. We'll see how it goes. But I joked I want to bring the clicker in, and anytime I want Scott to do something, I go click, click.
What?
Bring in the dog whistle.
What? All right, what do we got going on today?
We do need to update at least the information that we have, which quite frankly is not a lot. The Amber Alert sounder has been going off a lot on the station in the last 30 to 45 minutes. There was a minivan that they were looking for out of Jeff City. They have since found the van and the suspect. However, two young kids were also taken, a one-year-old and a 12-year-old, as part of that initial Amber Alert. They have not been found.
And mom has been killed? Is that accurate?
I do believe the reports have suggested
that. Where is this out of?
Jeff City. Jefferson City, Missouri.
Mother was killed, Scott. I assume this is bio dad that was on the run with the two kids.
It doesn't
or boyfriend.
Say. It just says that there was a shooting. The mom has been murdered.
Oh,
latest info from the Missouri State Highway Patrol in their Amber Alert that they put out. They say the children have been located safely.
Oh, just now. Oh, good. Dan, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the Amber Alert is canceled.
All right, well, that is new in the last couple of minutes, but I'm thrilled that they at least found the children. That's terrible. Yeah. Absolutely terrible.
All right.
We have a story in our stack today, Scott, about what belongs to you once you buy a home. And the answer really is everything in that home, right? That's why that you go through, you do a final walkthrough when you're selling. Mm-hmm. You make sure you didn't leave your dad's dog tags inside of the house, right?
Oh, God.
The story that will launch this discussion for all you all is out of another part of the country, but it doesn't matter. Young couple moves in and they have one of those attics with the rope on it. You've got to like pull it down
and, get, the, and then there's
get
the
a
stairs.
Ladder. She couldn't reach the stairs. So it took some time to get up there. And when they moved in, that's not the first thing on your to-do list is going and looking in the attic. So they move in. Pull down that rope one day, go on upstairs, and there was a bunch of crap in the attic that the prior homeowners did not clean out. And most of it was worthless. Swim noodles, you know, just crap.
Mm-hmm.
Except someone left behind their beloved wedding dress handmade by their grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have done that.
Who owns that, Scott?
You do.
Story has gone viral because the new homeowner says.
No, I would give it back.
Of course you would.
And I would say you obviously forgot this. This means something to you. This is from your grandmother.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Means nothing to me. I'm a good person. Here's the dress.
Yeah,
back.
She's not giving it back. She's not only keeping the wedding dress. She says she's going to wear it.
Hmm. That's a special kind of Satan.
Now, I did drive by my old house over the weekend, and I noticed the Leawood house, that my two very expensive urns were kind of tilted and tipped off to the side. You remember the urns that you guys forever made fun of me over those urns?
Mm-hmm.
The gigantic flower pots.
That were out front of the front door.
Yeah. Yes, they were very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the non-chiming wind chime.
Yes. I texted because he has my number. I have their number. And I said, hey.
You know who bought your house?
Oh, yeah. He gave me back my Tesla charger. The other day, he needed me to sign some document to release something about the HVAC. Yeah. So I said, hey, I just drove by. House looks great. Are you getting rid of those urns? I'm just checking.
Oh, my no, God.
They were tilted over in the side yard. I said,
stalker, no. Party of one, your table's ready.
LOL, I was over there picking up my son.
No, you weren't. No, you were not.
Yes, Willem and I were going for coffee.
I only drive by four times a day.
I
couldn't help but notice.
I noticed if they were, you know, if you're going to sell them, I will buy them back.
Oh, why didn't you take them with you?
They were 20,000 pounds. And I was moving to a loft. Where was I going to put them? There was nowhere to put them. I had friends offer store them and display them for me until I needed them. But I was like, no, you know, when you're ready to move out, you just move out.
These are urns?
They're gigantic,
well,
Dan.
They're flower pots, but they look like urns.
Have you not ever gone by your old house and thought, you know, if they're getting rid of that, I would take that back. You think I'm weird? It's not like a wedding dress.
I have driven by my old house.
Yeah.
To see how badly she's taken care of the landscaping.
Yeah.
But I don't text her and go, you know, the burning bushes are cut back a little too far.
Dana's text ended with, P.S. Couldn't help but notice some leaf buildup. You gonna mulch anytime soon?
I was just like,
those curtains certainly are a choice.
Really, Mom?
No, I would. And keep in mind, the woman who lives in my old house on Knoll
knows your daughter.
It used to work with my daughter. Sarah was at her house for a Christmas party.
I'm trying to think of something but you would have had in your house.
I don't send a memo going, you know, if that Nebraska rock out front, if you're not going to use it anymore.
Okay, that's a great one. The Nebraska rock.
I left the Nebraska rock.
If you said, hey, I noticed that is, you know, it looks like you're tossing that out. I'll come grab that or I'll buy it back from you.
No.
Crazy.
He did say, no, LOL. So sorry.
Please stop driving by. I have children.
913-586.
Like, are you sure?
I have children. 913-586-7798.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So in the attic of this home that this couple bought is a wedding dress. And the previous owners, for whatever reason, somehow forgot to move it out. And the current owners are saying, you can't have it back. In fact, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear your grandmother's wedding dress, and you cannot have it back. Now, I think we all can agree that when you sell your home, whatever you leave behind, when the new homeowners move in, belongs to them. We agree on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be that way. Otherwise, I mean, right. You know, we got a house last May. If the new homeowners came back and were like, hey, that fridge.
I really want that back.
We really want that fridge back.
A dress is different, though, because that just reeks of sentimentality.
I think if.
Mothballs and sentimentality.
Apparently it wasn't that sentimental because you forgot it.
You're right.
If it's something sentimental like that, just give it back, lady.
Now, I agree with you on that, Sam.
I think it's bad luck. She's saying she wants to wear it at her wedding. Like, repurpose it, like, for the rehearsal dinner, the, you know, whatever. I don't know. I would feel like you don't know the history of that dress. You know, maybe they left it behind because he was abusive and awful, you know.
And why would they want it back?
Died in a fiery car crash. And so, like, it's cursed. You know what I mean? It's kind of what horror stories are made out of.
Then why would they want it back?
I don't know. It seems too personal to keep, but also when you buy a house, you buy all of its contents. That's why you do the final walkthrough.
What happened to your wedding dress? Which one?
It is boxed.
Either or.
It is boxed. Shut up, Sam. It is boxed. I think it survived the last move in case one of my daughters wants to take the veil and do something with it. I don't think that they would, but I'm pretty sure I hauled that thing. Either that or it's in the dump.
It was the mouthing of the which one that got me.
I go, what happened to your wedding dress? And Danny goes, which one?
Let me tell you something.
No. Answer the question. Do you have the dress when you got married to Joe?
I did forever and ever and ever in the Leawood house in the basement.
What about when you got married to Chris?
I don't. We donated that to Brides for Breast Cancer.
Oh, that's nice.
The very next day. I don't remember if that dress made the move. Does that make me a horrible person? I mean, it's been 30 years.
Which one? The Joe dress?
Yeah, I don't remember. 50-50.
Did it go the way of the George Brett jersey?
Yeah, 50-50. It went the way of the George Brett jersey.
I mean, you don't know.
Mm-mm.
You just moved into the house like 6 months ago.
Big storage area in that basement. And, oh, God, Scott, I just don't remember.
You don't remember if you brought the dress?
I don't.
Huh.
Which is probably what happened here. Or these homeowners went to assisted living and the children sold the house as an estate. Like, it might not be that someone left it because they didn't care. It might be someone left it because they're 95 or they passed away or, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't specify, was this a box sitting in a perfectly clean attic or was the attic packed to the brim with a bunch of junk?
No, because it's in a preservation box, Sam.
Well, I know, but the dress itself is, but it seems like there is some spite here. The new homeowners are being spiteful in some way. So what are they trying to get back at the other people?
Maybe it's not spiteful. Maybe they're just mean. They're just not good people.
I don't know.
I do know that, for example, Shonda did get the wedding dress when we got married in 96. It was boxed and vacuum packed or whatever,
whatever
you do. But
it's so expensive to do that. And we all just haul it from point A to point B to point. And then your kids go, yeah, I don't want that.
Well, and I'm assuming she still has it. I have no idea. I mean, we've been divorced for 15 years. I would not. And don't get me wrong. I mean, we had a great 13-year run, but I would not want one of the girls getting married in that dress. For me, it's bad luck.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people would agree with you. Sure. It's sentimental, but, you know.
I have no idea what she ever did with it.
When my parents sold their house up on the hill before they moved to the house that they moved into my senior year in high school, we left a bag of my stuffed animals, up in a tiny attic space in my closet in my bedroom up in that farmhouse. And for years, the homeowner, when they would see each other at the grocery store, would be like, you ever want those stuffed animals? You can come grab them. And I, to this day, I wonder, Scott, we moved out of that house when I was a senior in high school. So I was 18 years old. What is that? 35 years ago, something like that.
You're being a little generous, but yeah.
So are they still there? it would be a crack to like see them. Like, what else was up there? But I also find it hard to believe that she's now lived there more than 30 years and you never go into the attic.
Would you ever go back to your old house and ask
for urns? Yes.
No. And ask to walk around.
Oh, I'm obsessed with the thought of it.
I've done it.
Whoa, what'd you just say?
I've done it. I've walked around my childhood home actually twice.
With two different sets of homeowners?
Yeah. It didn't change, but from the first time to the second time that I did the walkthrough, but I mean, they completely gutted it and redid the whole thing after we sold.
So they let you in?
Oh, yeah. They showed me the closet, everything they did, because I was saying to them, like, oh, yeah, this is where this room was. And because the people who bought it were flippers.
Yeah.
So the people who redid the entire house weren't the people that lived there for the next
10 years.
Got it. And so it looked totally different.
Completely different. And so I'd be like, Yeah, this was my grandmother's room, and this was her bathroom, and there was actually a cool little closet here that went to both rooms. And
so, like, the house in Lansing, I couldn't care less. But I've always promised the girls I will take you to Dusseldorf.
Yeah.
And I will show you where I went to high school, take you downtown Dusseldorf. And we lived in a small town outside of Dusseldorf, about 40 miles, called Xanten, X-A-N-T-E-N, okay. Xanten. That was my favorite house that we ever lived in. Of all the homes.
Is it on a base or no?
No.
No, okay.
It's out on the economy. And so even though we only lived there for 1 year, it was my favorite house. I loved that house.
Have you Google Earthed it?
So on the occasions that I've been by or been back to Germany, we have one time when it was just me and some buddies, Joe Noyes and a couple others. And then when my brother and I went back in 2006, we drove by it, but we didn't stop.
You didn't knock on the door were in Germany?
Yeah. And so what I've always wanted to do is show the kids this house.
Scott, I would
take them inside.
I would knock on the door
and so,
say, I'm an American. I'm perfectly normal.
So what I'm going to do is my buddy Max, who I went to school with, he lives in Berlin. I'm going to have him write me up a script. Because I speak enough German to get by, but not enough to get into a house.
That was like a script in German,
and
duh.
So I'm going to hand, the next time I'm in Germany, I'm going to hand the homeowners this letter.
Yeah.
That it, just says, you know, hey, I used to
This looks like
live
ransom
here.
Note.
Right. Put your hands up.
Cut it out of a magazine, letter.
I need you to get on the floor.
Blue stick.
Do not say a word. And I'm going to apply duct tape to your mouth. Do not hesitate.
Do you have any photos of you and your brother in that house?
Yes.
Okay. Attach a photo to your ransom note.
Put your hands behind your back.
Hand it over and then, you know, point. This is me
right.
in this house. I would let you in a second.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Let's get to the phones. Will in Overland Park. Will, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. It is a glorious day, and it's great not being at the office. No offense.
It is a glorious day.
I have a great, I want to go visit my old house story for you. Wow. After I retired several years ago, I needed something to do, so I went to work for a large box store from their cabinets department. And the young fellow comes in, and he says, hey, I just bought my first house. It's a 60s ranch, and it's all original.
Oh, wow.
And I designed a kitchen for him, and he said, wow, that's cool. I grew up in a house like that. I designed a kitchen for him. He says, man, this looks great. Let's get it ordered. And he gives me his address, and I went, wait, what? And he said, what's wrong? And I said, well, you know, and I gave him the name of the people we bought the house from, and he goes, how do you know them? And I said, you're living in my old house.
No way.
And he said, no. I said, does it still have the tiki bar in the basement? And he said, yeah. And I said, that's the first construction project I ever did with my dad when I was about 5 years old.
Oh.
You know, my parents, much like your parents, Dana, grew up in a generation where they photographed everything.
Yeah.
And when my parents passed away, I had photos of every house they built while it was being constructed, all of their stuff. So I made a deal with this guy. I said, if you give me photographs of your kitchen being remodeled, I will give you pictures of your house being built.
What a great idea.
Well, I did that to the second house I lived in. I walked up to the door and gave him photographs. And the guy thought I was a kook, and I said, no, I lived here about 50 years ago. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, my parents are the ones that built the addition on the back of the house. And he goes, really? Let me ask you something. Why did they do blah, blah, blah? I go, wait. I was 6 years
right?
old.
How the hell
do I know why they did what they did? But anyway, it was cool. I gave all these people photographs of their houses in a previous life.
That's really, really neat, Will. Really neat. And I'm sorry the second guy thought you were a kook. I would always lead with, I'm not crazy, but. That works every time.
No,
I'm not saying I'm not a kook, but he just made that assumption. I hope you have a great day.
Hope you do too, man. Thanks. 913-586-7798. Tracy in Kansas City. Hello.
I love this story. We were just talking yesterday. Every time I go to my parents' house, my brother and sister, all of us sit around and reminisce about our old houses. And sometimes we'll take a picture of ourselves, a selfie of us at some window or some place where we used to live and say, name that location.
Yes.
And the best part of this story is about 10 years ago, we did, on my mom's side, there's 14 cousins. We did an amazing race kind of thing where at different homes or different places, you had to get the next clue. So we had to knock on their doors and say, not only do we want to look at your house, but there's going to be about 30 of us. And we want to get our clue here, whatever. So like the house in Gracemore, grandma's house in Gracemore, they did not want us going in the house.
They agreed, though,
to hand out clues for us. So when you made it there, you got your next clue, and they were the people who gave it to you. The next clue took you to my Uncle Daryl's house in Parkville. And that family let us jump in their backyard pool to get the next clue.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was so cool. And Penguin Park, we got our next clue. You know, all these special places for us.
Wait, back to the first clue, Tracy. Doesn't it sort of make you wonder, like, are you hiding a gimp in the basement?
Okay.
Are you a hoarder?
Do you know what a gimp is?
Why will you not let me
in? I don't know. I would do it. If someone knocked on my door and wanted in, I'd say, come on, baby, check it out. This is how happy my family is here.
So this is where I was going to go with this. I want to, the next time I'm in Germany, swing by the old house in Zanton, hand the lady a nice little letter.
Yes.
It's been 40 years since I've lived in that house. 40 years. I can't believe I just said that. And I would like for her to trust me and allow me into that house. How would you feel if somebody showed up at your house and said, I used to live here 20 years ago? 30 years ago, do you mind if I come in and look through your home? And I'm not sure I would say yes.
I have a two-part answer to that. A, there is a language barrier or could be a language barrier in Germany. If they don't speak any English, which is unlikely, let's just say they don't speak any English at all, I think out of the gate, you're not getting in that house. Because if they understand every other word, it could be, I would like to kill you, and they've misunderstood that, and they let you in. Like, if there's a language barrier, I think all bets are off. Part B answer to that question is that it happened to us over the weekend.
Tell me more.
I wasn't even going to bring this up, and then we've come full circle. We were doing some work on the house, and Johnny came in and said, hey, there's a woman in the driveway. And I said, was it Amazon? Is it, you know, I thought it was somebody delivering, like I didn't know. And I peeked out and she was just sitting there in the driveway and there was an older gentleman in the passenger seat. And I wrote this on my private page over the weekend. I knew it was the gentleman who lived in our home. And I went out. She immediately said, this is Mr. So-and-so. Mm-hmm. I took his hand. It was very emotional. I can't explain
it. What do you mean it was emotional?
He just was sitting there taking it in. You know, I think he lived
and
there.
How long had he lived in that house? Decades?
Forever. Okay. Yeah. Right. And so it was just a very sweet.
Did you cry?
Yes.
Really?
I did. I'm so thankful she brought him by. And I said, you are welcome here anytime. I said, we're taking care of your birds. We're feeding the birds. Because it was very clear they took such immaculate care of that home. that I said, you know, we're doing our best.
What did he want? He just wanted to see the house.
They were just driving by. Yeah, I think she is was driving for him.
He's an older man.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And it was really sweet. And I said, oh my gosh, we are so excited to meet you. Can you just sit here just a second? Let me go get Johnny. And he goes, who's Johnny? I go, just stay here, sir. I'm going to come right back out. I said, you're never going to believe who's in the driveway. And he came out and we just had a really, it was a lovely moment and a lovely exchange.
And he just wanted to look at the house.
Wanted to see the house. Yeah.
Huh.
Saturday.
I'll be darned.
I think it depends on the history of the home.
Yeah.
Like, I know the life story of the people who built the house that we live in now. If one of the daughters, there were four daughters, were to knock on my front door and ask to see what the house looked like, first of all, I'd say exactly like it did when your father built it. But I'd be like, yes, please come on in. But that's only because I know the life story.
See, my grandfather and dad and uncles built the house on the hill that I essentially grew up in on the weekends visiting my grandparents. Then we eventually moved next door. And we tried many years ago just to get in and see the house, and the homeowner didn't want to do it, which is fine. That's the house that I have a notification on Zillow to alert me when it is for sale.
Why?
Because I so badly want to go back inside.
You don't want to buy it.
No, but I've heard that it's not the same when you go back, that all of your memories that live in your heart and in your mind and all of my best memories growing up are in that house. Like yours in Germany, you said it was your favorite house. And
I loved it.
It was the best snapshot of my life up until, you know, age 15 or 16 when grandma and grandpa moved on into a condo, then to assisted living. And I so badly want to go in, but I know it's not the same. There was a fire. They did some remodeling. I know it's not the same, but I still want to go.
Well, because the memories still live.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Jim in Shawnee. Jim, hello.
Hi. I'm going to go a little different direction after Dana's story, but the first one is, I got two real quick. Yeah. I went back to my parent had a house, and I went back and asked if there was any way I could buy them a new knocker on the front door and get that old one. They didn't think about it when they left.
Oh.
And put it on the new house. And they said no.
They said Jim?
Yes. And I'd have put them any knocker they wanted, but they said no.
Was it monogrammed or anything, or just one that you remember and loved?
It just had a lion on it, and it was just something that I was going to try to get for them, and they surprised them with it, and they said no. But the second story refers to, I called in last week about the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Down the Holiday Drive. I have had so many people come by and say, I got married there because it was a church when I bought it. Can we come in and see it? And I had several older people that stopped by that went to school there. And one came by when I was working on it, and she said, she was looking at the house. She came in to see the school, and she was walking through the whole thing, and she said, my sister's out in the car. And because she couldn't come in. They were on their way to take her to assisted living or a nursing home type situation. And she couldn't come in, but she wanted to see the school one more time before she went in. And I went out and I talked to her, and she was sitting in the front seat, and I said, hang on a second. And I went back inside, and I rang the bell, the school bell. And then I went back out, and she was crying.
Oh, Jim.
She could remember that school bell ringing. But I've had probably 20 people stop and say, is there any way we could see the inside? And I let them. But it's my
you
wife.
Do, you, do, you do let them.
Yes, I do, because it holds so many memories for people.
Yeah.
It was a church, and I had the old minister come by and say, is there any way I could see the sanctuary, which is my living room now? And they all appreciate it. I don't take them everywhere. I don't take them back in our bedroom,
yeah,
that kind of thing. But I show them what I can, and they're always appreciative, and I get a kick out of it.
I love that story.
I will remember that old lady crying all my life. She was on her way to a nursing home, just wanted to see her school one more time.
Jim, that is such a beautiful story, and I would have given you that door knocker.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm not going to take anything more than a memory when I leave. And your door knocker, you jerk. Let me have it.
No kidding. I mean,
I would have been like, yes, go find us a door knocker. Like, you have to install it and uninstall it. I'm not getting a drill out for you.
So for example, there's only been two owners of my home, me and the people who lived there before. I don't know them from Adam, but I know their names. If they were to come by or their kids were to come by at some point down the road and said, you know, hey, I'm so-and-so. I know their last name. Would you mind if I just come in and just see my old childhood home? I would definitely let them. It's like with my house in Roland Park, though, for example, you know, which was built in 1946 or something. If somebody knocked on the door and said, yeah, I used to live here in the 70s. And do you mind if I come in and take a gander? I'd be like,
Yeah. It seems to be becoming increasingly less common for people to maintain the history of the home like that. Like, we feel blessed because we have the original blueprints from the carpenter who built the home in 1957. We know the family's name who built it. We know the name of the people who lived there for 35 years who now live down the street. We know the name of the previous owners. Mm-hmm. Why is that so rare now?
Is it because people bounce around more?
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell you whom I bought the house from in Roland Park. I mean, now granted, in Shawnee, I know who they are. We've never met, but right. I know who they are. And if they were to swing by and say, hey, you know, I'm so and so, would you mind if we come in and just see what you did to the place? And I would basically tell them, well, I literally bought all the furniture from you.
Right.
Yeah.
All the wall decorations are from you.
But it's new carpet.
We did get new carpet.
We've talked about this too before, Scott. My dad had a little tin cigar box, little tin rectangular cigar box, and he put a time capsule in and buried it at the foot of my grandparents' yard. And he had some army men in there. He doesn't remember everything he put in there, right?
Me this. Yeah, yeah.
I so badly want to go out there with a metal detector and find that little box that he would have put in there. He was probably 10 years old, 8 years old. But I know there comes a point you have to move on and you have to let those things go.
But to see what your dad put in that box.
I would give anything.
Why don't you go back and ask them?
I don't know that they are receptive in that way.
What do you mean?
I've just been told that they're maybe not receptive to that. Because I don't know if someone else in our family tried once, because we've been out of that house since I was 16. But man, I would love.
But this is the house your dad grew up in?
Yeah. My dad grew up in it. My grandpa built it. And then dad, as he grew with his brothers, helped refinish it. And they had a bar that they made in the den. And
have you thought about maybe, all right, so don't go to the door, but maybe write a letter.
Writing a letter.
And say, listen, I don't want to be intrusive.
Yeah.
I'm not here to get in the way of your life.
Right.
But my dad buried a time capsule in the front yard. Would you mind if I come out and look for it?
He's like, no, because you might find other things we don't want you to find buried deep, deep down. Would you let someone dig in your yard? I mean, that to me is like, I can see somebody saying,
well, you got to call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
You're not digging in my yard. You know, we also have pets buried in that yard. Traff was buried in that yard.
Who?
Traff, my dad's dog.
Is this the one that was aggressive?
No.
Oh.
And then fart backwards.
There's that one cat that was buried that wasn't the right cat.
We have
right?
the wrong cat buried in that yard. Yes, yeah. Sam, you got a good memory. And my dad's dog.
Angie on line one. Angie, hello.
Hey, I've got stories, but I'm going to make them really quick. The house that we grew up in, I have three siblings. We took some fun pictures from when we were growing up, and we went back to the home and asked the lady if we could do picture remakes. She not only allowed us, but she gave us the tour. She let us tell her about the house. It was awesome. Second story is our house that we lived in when my parents moved to Arkansas, and we only lived there a short period of time, but it was a great house. I went back. They gave me the tour. They showed me what they'd done. They turned a small bedroom into a big closet.
Aww.
And we just had the best time. And she said, now, next time you're in town, because like I said, this was in Arkansas. We've since moved back to Kansas City. Next time you're in town, you let us know. And we'll go stay with our kids who are in town. And you can stay in your old house.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, that's pretty cool.
They were the sweetest. Now, I wouldn't take them up on it. That's a little uncomfortable for me, but yeah. It was awesome. Last story, real quick. We sold my parents' farm in Ohio, my grandparents' farm in Ohio that my great-grandfather built. Beautiful farm, beautiful land. Sold it to a big company in town who turned it to, they did a bunch of renovations, and they turned it into an artist-in-residence place. Just took this old, beautiful, big farmhouse and just modernized it. It's beautiful. They don't let anybody in town really go because it's for artists, right?
Yeah.
Except my mom went to school with the president of that company, and they let us tour that actually just a couple years ago. And it was bittersweet because we got to go see my grandparents' big, beautiful farmhouse, but they've done so many renovations, like you guys said earlier. It wasn't what we remember.
It's not the same.
It's just really, really cool. So thank you for sharing this. This brings up some great memories.
Oh, I love it, Angie. Thank you.
We got news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. News coming up in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.